Peter and Candy, a loving man, that little that ere they didn't grow. They start with laughter, and with a beer. Peter and Candy, a loving man, Peter and Candy, in the dark house. In the dark house again.
Oh, can't believe it! Can't believe it! Burgled in blinking broad daylight!
Morning, Annie. Are you all right, my dear?
Tenth commandment! Thou shalt not steal! Vicar, right? Mother's crown derby, me dad's gold pocket watch. Where did I put them cartridges? I'm going to sort that shabby lot out over there in that little camp.
Oh, quite. Oh, dear me. You don't need a gun, surely. Thou shalt not kill is the eighth. Annie, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Oh, dear. Ken, could you have a word with Annie? She's not quite herself.
Not quite herself? I think you should talk to her. She looks up to you. Well, she would if you were a bit taller. Hey, blessed are the peacemakers.
Oh, I must fly. Thank you for Saturday, by the way.
Annie, love. Are you all right, me duck?
I've got a good idea who it is. Always happens when they're round.
Come on, put the gun back, Annie. Get your coat. Let's go and sort this out.
How far is it?
Just around the next bend. There you are, look, that gate on the left there.
I shan't be going in there. I don't like osses.
Oh, that's legs. It's soft as muck. Anyway, you always said you like the decorations on travellers' caravans. Wait here. I'll go and have a word. I shan't be long.
Don't forget Mother's crown derby. Dad's gold watch, right? Where's me stuff?
They don't have your stuff. Danny's all right. Travelling's his way of life. Annie, Danny and his dad fought in a war each. That's twice on our side. He's a good lad. Prejudices are dangerous, Annie. He that you despise for no reason tells me there's been a strange car in the area, too posh for hereabouts. YMK-264, Ford Consul, Grey, one of. Come on, let's get back. Peter might need a hand with the washing up.
You should let Peter alone. He's a right willing young'un.
You haven't seen Peter, have you?
He must be off mucking summat up, or enjoying himself. The young are hard to fathom.
It's not like him.
Ah, don't tell me you're missing him.
No, I've got a note to put in me coffee.
You've got no coffee? And where's my cockerel?
I put him in the shed. He's in a box for a rest. Come on, you've got an appointment with the police house.
Slow down! How long have you been locking him up? Cockerels don't need a rest. Slow down.
Ah, that cockerel of yours is like me. He's no good before 10 o'clock. Come on, Annie. If we're late, Bobby will have gone on his rounds.
I'll give him rounds if we're going for now. Where's that lazy devil? I bet he's in the chuff.
Come in. Did you find your insurance details, Annie?
I told you, I don't agree with it. Did you find my stuff?
We're following one or two lines of inquiry.
I'll take that as a no then.
Annie, he's doing his best.
Do we know where that car came from?
We do. Manchester.
Shouldn't you be up there?
As I said, we're following...
One or two lines of inquiry, I heard. Perhaps you could let me know if out interesting happens.
Of course. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, officer. You haven't seen my mate Pete about by any chance, have you?
Saw him in the chuff last night. Bought me a drink.
Thanks for that. Come on, Annie. We'd better go and let your cockerel out. Hey, old Pete, still alive then? Where you been hiding yourself? Bogner?
Bogner?
Only joking. It's your own business, matey. What's in the tin?
Scones.
Oh, here comes Annie.
If you're making coffee, I'll have one of them there scones.
There you go. Annie still loves you. Loves you, Peter. Come on, Pete. Hey, seats on the veranda whilst I tell you my plan.
What's this plan, then?
Oh, just a bit of shopping, Annie. Right, tomorrow then, Pete. Can you be here for like 8?
Annie seemed that keen. I thought she'd be coming with us.
No, she's gone to Manchester with Wyatt Earp to identify her stuff.
Who's Wyatt Earp? What stuff are we talking about?
It's a long story. He was away on a pilgrimage, searching for the meaning of life again. I'll tell you later. We have to get in the right place for the pheasant shoot.
I sincerely hope we're not near those guns beating, you said, an honest shilling.
Officially, as I said, we're beating.
So what's the unofficially?
Collecting, Peter. Picking up the unwanted. You know, saving them poor little birds from dying for naught.
I suppose them as paid a fortune for that privilege will be happy with a bit of bread and cheese, right?
They will be having roast beef of old England tonight, and by the time them pheasants have hung long enough to be just right, the ones we've borrowed won't be missed.
Morning, Annie. How are you on this beautiful morning?
Not as bad off as some. That Noah must spend a fortune feeding this lot.
Oh, very biblical, I'm sure. I don't quite see the context, but the Lord will always provide.
Well, that cockerel is eating his way in corn every day since he arrived, and the Lord ain't provided. I have, and I've got nowt to show for it. I can't even eat him because he ain't mine. I've been paying for a layabout.
Can I interest you in tea at the vicarage? For a small donation, of course. We are building another school in Africa. It's so exciting.
I'm a bit busy with things in England at the moment. I've ordered Peter. He'll bake some scones.
Don't you mean scones? Helpful as always. Bless you, Annie. I'd best let you get on.
Has he gone?
What do you mean, Annie?
Old cassock and dingling.
Hey, that's not very irreverent, Annie. Peter's volunteered to make scones.
Scones? They're called scones.
Won't you be going to tea then, Annie? It's for a good cause.
No. I shall be waiting for my stuff to arrive. You couldn't make it up. It's a blinking travesty.
I thought you went up to Manchester with the Texas Ranger.
I did. All that way. Yes, I said. Them's me things. But I can't take them with me. Oh, no. Evidence needed in court. Do you have any receipts? Can you prove these ones are actually yours? Who's the criminal here, I said. It were a good job I took some photos. Police. Bungling lot of whatnots. All of them.
Well, they did find your stuff.
The police are hopeless. Me dad said most of them were crooks. You can't trust them, none of them.
Aye, what a blessing. I'm so pleased you don't have any prejudices, Annie.